From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The Thai official overseeing the rescue operation of a soccer team trapped in a flooded cave says the boys and their coach may not all be extracted at the same time, depending on their health. Cave diver Klaus Rasmussen says swimming out underwater would be a highly demanding event for the boys.
It is clearly that difficult. Yes, it is. We're talking kilometers of transport under the water, zero visibility. It's a cave and doesn't matter. It's very difficult.
Authorities are still determining the best way to get the team out of the cave, and options do include scuba diving. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the EU will make every effort to avoid a trade war with the United States. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Merkel has told German lawmakers that it's worth every effort to try to defuse the trade conflict with Washington so that it doesn't turn into a real war, she says, while stressing the point that, of course, there are two sides to it. She added that the good functioning of the world economy depends on countries working together as partners. As well as imposing tariffs on EU steel and aluminium, the Trump administration is mulling over whether to include cars, trucks and auto parts, something that would be painful for Germany with its major auto industry. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak left the Kuala Lumpur courthouse after a high court judge approved his bail and told Najib to surrender his two diplomatic passports. Najib pleaded not guilty to four charges in the corruption case involving the 1MDB state investment fund. The trial is set for February 8th, pending a confirmation hearing. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. A man and a woman are in critical condition and are being tested for exposure to an unknown substance near the British town where a former Russian spy was poisoned in March. Reuters' Matthew Laritonda has that story.
Local police say they haven't found a connection to the Skripal case at the moment, but they've declared a major incident in the area anyway, out of precaution. The man and woman, who have not been identified, were found unconscious on Saturday in Amesbury, and initially it was believed they'd suffered from a reaction to heroin or cocaine. It's also known that they often visited Salisbury, where the British government believes Russia's government tried to kill Skripal and his daughter. Russia's steadfastly denied any connection.
That was Reuters' Matthew Laritonda. The most senior Roman Catholic cleric to be convicted of covering up child sex abuse said on Wednesday that he would appeal the verdict and resist public pressure to resign as archbishop. Adelaide Archbishop Philip Wilson said he would only offer his resignation to Pope Francis if his appeals fails in the New South Wales State District Court. Iran will remain in its 2015 nuclear deal only if its benefits are guaranteed by the other signatories after the U.S. withdrew from the accord. Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich has more.
On a visit to Vienna, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said the U.S. withdrawal was illegal and no one would benefit from it. Rouhani is in Europe to gather support ahead of a meeting on Friday where Iran's foreign minister will meet with counterparts from the five global powers still party to the deal. The five, Britain, France, Germany, Russia and China, have all said they will still support it.
That was Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich. Polish judge Margarzata Gersdorf walked into the Supreme Court building Wednesday morning defying new legislation forcing her to retire as court president and putting the judiciary on a collision course with the government. Under new rules, which came into effect at midnight, up to a third of the Supreme Court judges could be forced to retire unless they are granted an extension by the president. U.S. President Donald Trump is celebrating Independence Day. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
President Trump is honoring the nation's military service members on this Independence Day.
American independence has endured because of the sweat, blood, and sacrifice of the American armed forces.
And following a picnic on the White House lawn with military families, he'll go up to the balcony of the executive mansion to watch the traditional fireworks in the nation's capital. Rita Foley, Washington.
Follow Voice of America on social media platforms for pictures, videos, stories, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.